Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 20th. The grains closed sharply lower, with July corn down 16.5 cents, closing at 421.25. July beans down 16 cents, closing at 1143.5, and July wheat down 8.25 cents, closing at 473. Grains under pressure here all day. Pretty good fun selling around the corn and the beans. Corn, they must have sold 20,000-25,000. Beans probably 20,000. Meal and oil were both lower here. I don't really see it. They're talking about wetter forecasts. If you look at the 7-day precip totals around the country, it looks like everybody but Missouri has gotten great rains. That's not what I'm hearing from my clients. They're telling me that things are dry, leaves are turning and curling, and we're getting that pineapple effect out there. However, there are some forecasts that have more rains coming in Wednesday and again on Friday, much cooler temperatures. So it depends on who you want to listen to. One forecast came out with drier conditions over the next 2 weeks. So for the most part, I guess guys were disappointed that it wasn't hot and dry everywhere. We had some rains in Minnesota, Wisconsin, a little bit of a touch in Illinois. Michigan got just a touch of rain, but the crop conditions came out after the close showing the corn ratings unchanged. 75% good to excellent. Just about everybody, including myself, thought there would be a reduction there. They did reduce the beans 1 percentage point from 74 to 73, but still both very strong numbers out here. So did we break enough to offset those numbers tonight? It's hard to say. We'll have to see. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. But again, we've got the Brexit vote coming up. People are going to be watching that. We've got these weather forecasts changing seemingly every 12 hours. So we'll have to see where we go out here. But corn's been in this 20-cent range in July corn from 420 to 440, basically. We haven't been able to take out 440 on the upside. We haven't been able to take out 420 on the downside in the last 3 weeks, 2 weeks. If we do that, I would say that's significant. Certainly, some of the trend lines are being broken out here. The way the beans are acting, can't get anywhere near their highs, even though corn made their highs on Friday. This doesn't act like something like a major bull market and a major drought out here. So, you know, maybe somebody's going to take notice and decide it's going to be 100 degrees and no rain in the next 2 weeks or in July. But until we see that, the evidence is pointing to this thing having an awful lot of trouble continuing this rally. You've got the funds probably long 220,000 contracts of corn, even after today, probably long 180,000 contracts of beans. I don't know where they're going with this stuff, but if the Brexit vote isn't helpful, they could be in problems, and particularly if we get any real rains out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.